For many, Labor Day weekend represents a final farewell to the summer season before fall work and school obligations encroach. Labor Day weekend is also a time to reflect on labor. And with that, let's turn to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, why don't we start with American attitudes toward labor unions in 2018?
62% and 6. How's that for two numbers? 62% is the percent of Americans who approve of labor unions. And I always like to point out, Dave, that this is one of the very first questions that Gallup started asking back in the 1930s. Way back in 1936, 72% of Americans responding to this exact same question said they approved of labor unions. Fast forward to today, it's 62%. It's varied some up and down over the years, but it's not that far below where it was back then. The sixth number I mentioned, that's the percent of Americans whom we just interviewed just a few weeks ago that said they personally were members of labor unions. Very small number overall. Yet despite the decrease in people who are members of unions, the idea of labor unions still gets significant majority approval by the American public.
Any hunches on why that might be?
Well, we think, of course, that labor unions represents the same type of thing that we see when we poll about minimum wages, the same thing that we get sometimes when we poll about guaranteed family leave and parental leave, all of which are scoring very high. I think Americans view unions as one way to try to keep the gap in incomes smaller than it is now. And we know, of course, that that is one of the big things that Americans think should be changed. They think the gap is too high right now. So when we say labor unions, I think a lot of Americans think, yes, that would be one way to help those at the bottom of the income distribution come up, even as those at the top are way, way up above where average workers are.
With that in mind, what percent of respondents say they're underpaid at work?
It's 43%, and that actually hasn't changed. We asked that back in 2010, and it was 43% as well. It was a little higher in August of 2008 when we first asked the question, and that was right in the middle of the recession, of course, as it was beginning. 51% said they were underpaid then. So when we asked workers across the country, 50% of us say we're paid about right, 43% say they're underpaid, and I should point out, Dave, 5%. How's that for a number? 5% of American workers will tell us they are overpaid for what they do.
And so then how does all this jive with a general perception that wages are not improving or keeping up with inflation?
Yeah, that's been a very constant drumbeat now in a lot of the economic literature that although unemployment is way down, the economy is doing very well, American workers still aren't seeing it in their paychecks because inflation is up. And of course, the increase in the amount of money that we're paid hasn't gone up concomitantly. So we might expect to see that in our data, but we don't. Workers chronically are not satisfied necessarily with the amount of money they get paid, but nevertheless, that's actually gone up a little in recent years, not down. It bottomed out a little during the recession, and it's come back up. That is satisfaction with the amount of money I make, but we're not seeing any indication at this point on a couple of different measures that workers are becoming less satisfied than usual with the amount of money they make.
In a broader sense, does Gallup measure worker satisfaction?
We do, and most workers are satisfied with their job, and that's actually up some now as well. In fact, I also saw a conference board report where they asked the same question, and they had the highest worker satisfaction in the history of their asking the question. Now, we here at Gallup think that worker satisfaction isn't necessarily the only thing we should be measuring. We have an employee engagement score that we give workers. That is not just satisfied with my job, but people who are actively engaged in the job. And that's also coming up some, but that's still quite a bit lower. The point being that I can be satisfied with my job because I only have to work a little and I get to go home at 4 o'clock and I can, you know, play video games during office hours because I really don't have enough to do. That would make me satisfied. But that's a far cry from being engaged in my job. And managers and employers want employees who are engaged, not necessarily just satisfied.
I guess if you go home at 4, you beat the heart of the rush hour ride. What is the average commute these days?
50 minutes, round trip. And that number is actually up slightly. But stress on that commute actually isn't up as much. So in other words, commuting time has risen some to 50 minutes. But when we follow up and say, are you stressed by your commute? Just about 1 out of 5 say they are. And that's actually not as high as we've seen in the past. So I guess that's a little modified good news.
Frank, this week the nation mourns the passing of Senator John McCain and for many, the era that he represented. In what regard is he held?
When we last asked about John McCain before his death, he had a 58% approval rating, favorable numbers, and a 33% unfavorable number. Now, that doesn't seem hugely remarkable, but in today's environment, to have a 58% overall favorable number for a politician is pretty remarkable. He had a majority or higher favorable rating among Democrats, independents, and Republicans, and that's very unusual today.